Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Distressed Pro Professional Podcast Series. And in this episode, I'm really happy to introduce you to something that I've not yet seen, but I think could make a huge difference in your non-performing loan business. And so I'm very happy to invite on John Kate today, who is, John, what's your title over at Investor Portfolio Funding?
I'm the National Sales Manager.
The National Sales Manager or Investor Portfolio Funding. And the reason I've got him on today is I'm excited to talk about a program that they've got that is going to provide financing for you in your non-performing loan, both acquisitions and refis, to take cash out of your deals to put to work elsewhere. And so with that, I'm going to not talk too much and ask John to open it up. Just tell us a little bit about who you are, and a little bit about the company and kind of how that got started. And then what I'd love to do from there is talk about the loan products that you have so we can understand when they would be a good fit and for whom and when, and like how you qualify for those and maybe what some of the costs are and that kind of thing. And then at the end, what we'll do is I think we've got a special offer that we're going to make for where we're going to give you some bonuses and some discounts for when you mention Distressed Pro and you work through Investor Portfolio Funding. So how does that sound for a plan, John?
That sounds great, and thank you for the opportunity. First, I'll tell you about Investor Portfolio Funding. We were started about 6 months ago, and it was a venture between BlackRock, the investment management company, and FCI Lender Services out of Anaheim Hills, California. FCI is well known to a lot of investors in the NPL space. They're a private mortgage servicer, and they do a tremendous amount of servicing for non-performing loans. So BlackRock wanted to partner up with FCI, and we created Investment Portfolio Funding as a lending division of FCI, so that we're able to reach out to not only our existing client base with FCI clients, but other investors in the NPL space. And what we found was that the majority of the pools that were being acquired for NPLs were done through cash or sometimes hard money at expensive interest rates.
Sure.
So we find a lot of clients that have existing pools of notes that would like to, they're experiencing tremendous returns on their investments of purchasing these notes. They want to own more of them. So they're able to come to us and leverage their existing portfolio of notes that, let's say, they own free and clear, and we can turn around and provide a cash out refinance for them to acquire more notes. And ideally, what we're looking to do, and we're doing for a lot of clients, is a cash out refi and come up with enough down payment for the acquisition so we can lever both the acquisition as well as the existing portfolio and put more leverage in place so that they can own more non-performing loans, therefore increase their return on investment. And that's going very well. We've seen quite a demand for those types of services. And quite honestly, we don't know anyone else that's in that space doing exactly what we're doing right now.
I've been in the space for a while now. I haven't heard of anything like it. So this to me is really novel and unique. I'm sorry to jump in there on you, but you know, if you've been out there looking around for this kind of thing, I seriously doubt that you found it because again, I mean, I talked to an awful lot of people and I haven't heard of anything quite like what you're talking about.
Sure. So the first question that an investor might ask me is, okay, great. How much will you lend on my pool of notes? So that's usually how we start out the conversation. First, we have to find out if we're looking at a refinance transaction or a purchase transaction. If it's a purchase transaction, we will lend 65% of the acquisition cost in judicial state notes. We will lend 75% of the acquisition cost in non-judicial states. And what's very common is in the larger pools, you're going to have a combination of both, judicial, non-judicial. Mm-hmm. So when we run our eligibility model, our model knows what state the property is in, and we can produce an indicative loan-to-value, loan-to-cost, which takes into consideration whether judicial or non-judicial. So it might be common for a purchase transaction for the pool to have a leverage rate of about 70%, which is half judicial, half non-judicial. Now, if it's a refinance transaction, it's similar but a little bit different. So the first question we would ask is, when did you acquire your pool? And if they acquired their pool more than 12 months ago, we can lend up to 90% of their acquisition cost because we have seasoned a pool. Now, if they say, well, I just purchased my pool 6 months ago and I'm looking for a takeout, maybe they, if they've got some hard money loan on it and they want to just refinance and pay off that hard money loan, if they've owned it less than 12 months, then we go back to our judicial, non-judicial loan to cost. 75% non-judicial states, 65% judicial states on the acquisition cost. And again, I go back to the blending. If you have some, half of the notes were purchased more than a year ago, half were less than a year, our model will blend that and we'll be able to lever up to 90% on those with 12 months seasoning and then the 65 and 75 on the less than 12 months.
So I assume that these are business loans. So you need an entity that you're going to lend to. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, typically, our investors already have an LLC, but we will have them form a special purpose entity where they will pledge those assets into the special purpose entity, which we will be named on. And it, yes, it is a commercial loan. These are non-recourse loans. So again, there's no personal guarantee required. We're hanging our hat on the value of the assets, the notes themselves.
That's pretty bold.
Mm-hmm.
And so how are you able to do that? You must have some, you know, when things go sideways, you must have some internal structure where you're able to turn these around or process them, or you have relationships with servicers, or you handle it with your own internal servicers?
Mm-hmm. Well, all of the loans will be serviced by FCI, so we'll have a handle on that. And as I said at the beginning of the podcast, we're deep in experience with servicing non-performing loans.
Right.
We do require a diligence on our part. We're going to order BPOs on all of the properties. So we need to get to a comfort level that the acquisition price is, of course, less than the value of the property, which puts us in a better position.
Yeah.
And another thing that comes up would be, well, an investor may say, well, some of my notes are performing, some of them are re-performing.
Mm-hmm.
And what we find traditionally when we look at a pool of notes is the non-performers ebb and flow and they might become re-performers and then non-performers again. Mm-hmm. I do not place any additional value, nor can I increase my leverage on a performer versus a non-performer. We take them all into consideration and they're all priced the same way. What we find is some investors will have a model where their main priority is to try to negotiate a modification agreement with the current note holder to get them to start paying again. Others are more aggressive and they move forward with the foreclosure process and their objective is to sell the property and take the proceeds and pay down our loan as quickly as possible. So we have investors everywhere in the middle. And back to your initial question, who are our customers? We have customers, our minimum for our NPL loan is at least 5 notes in a pool. There's no dollar limit. So we're willing to help the investors and grow with the small investors that are looking to grow their portfolio. And we see ourselves as a business partner, and there's a lot of loyalty if we can get in early with these investors, help them build their portfolio and grow with us, and they'll continue to purchase new assets with our financing. And then we have very seasoned investors that we've run pools as much as 300 notes in the pool, $10 million pools. So everywhere in the middle, we can take care of all clients, all sizes.
So there's no minimum other than the 5 notes. And are we talking exclusively about first position residential? Is that what you'll make your loans on?
Yes, we are. First position, we've had requests for second lien notes, but our investor does not have an appetite to purchase those right now. So maybe down the road, we'll look into financing those, but currently no, just first lien, 1 to 4 unit properties. In terms of property type, it's pretty traditional. Unfortunately, no mobile homes, no manufactured homes, no log cabins, no properties over 10 years. So the typical, what we would call typical Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type of properties, 1 to 4 units. We'll do condos, but they have to be warrantable condos. So all the standard property types.
Okay. And so some of the other requirements, so we kind of fully understand those, is once this collateral has been pledged, FCI becomes the servicer of them?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And so what does that mean to an investor if they've got their pool that's been serviced by somebody else? What's that look like? And kind of talk to me about what sort of some of the concerns or questions or answer some of the questions that an investor might have when making that move.
Sure. As a servicer, FCI is going to take in any of the cash that is generated from the investment pool. So, for instance, if there's any reperformers within the group, the money is going to come into FCI first. And what we're going to do, I'll take you through our cash flow waterfall and how the cash is distributed.
Great.
The first thing, we'll make sure that we have enough. First of all, at closing, we do set up a three-month interest reserve. As I said, this program is an interest-only program, so we will hold back 3 months' worth of interest expense just as a cushion for the investor in case, if they, especially acquiring a new pool, they may have a pool of no performers, no cash flow coming in. So we want to make sure they have at least that cushion for 3 months. Once the pool begins to produce, then the cash will come into FCI. And first, we're going to make sure that we still have our three-month reserve. Next, we're going to make sure that money is used to pay the debt service. And then once we're at a 50% loan-to-value, and when I say loan-to-value, that's based on original BPO values. And sometimes the client immediately starts out at a 50% or better loan-to-value based on BPO value. But as long as we're at a 50%, then the cash flow that comes in, we can allow 15% to go back to the client, and we call that leakage back to the client. And the other 85% of the cash flow is used to pay down the principal balance. Some clients don't want to take any cash flow personally, and all of it is to reduce principal balance. So that's what happens as the monthly payments come in or modification agreements come in. And then the same thing happens if an investor forecloses on a property, they sell the property, they take the proceeds, it comes into FCI. And we run through that same thing, make sure the interest reserve is up to 3 months, pay the debt service for the month. 85% goes to principal balance, and we give the client the option to take 15% out or use that to principal as well. The term is 3 years, so we make sure that we're on track to get everything paid off within a three-year term. So it is a three-year balloon.
And talk about some of the other sort of costs or expenses and the rate and whatnot that an investor would mm-hmm. expect.
The rate is interest only. The rate is going to range anywhere from 9% to 10%, depending on the loan to value and whether we have a judicial or non-judicial states and whether we have less than 25 in the pool. The rate's a little bit higher when we deal with the smaller pools, like 5 to 24 notes in the pool is going to have a higher interest rate than if we have more than 25. So generally 9 to 10% interest only. The fees up front, we do charge $1,500 to originate or to set up the loan and due diligence and to get started. We charge $325 per note, which handles the outsourcing of our underwriting and processing. And then we do collect a BPO per note, which is $100. And those are actual costs, hard costs that are passed on to the customer. There's no junk fees in there. But that gets us all the way to the closing table. And at the closing table, there is an origination fee of 1.5%. And those are our fees.
1.5% is pretty modest, actually, for the kind of loans that you're talking about. In my experience.
Yes, we believe too. And the thing that our investors are telling us is what kinds of returns that they're earning on this portfolio, that the origination cost to get something like this is nominal compared to the returns they're going to earn from this leverage.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly both in terms of points and in terms of rate, substantially lower than something like a hard money type loan.
Yes.
I think would be comparable in terms of risk to you, the lender. I mean,
right.
Not being an expert underwriter, but, you know, off the cuff. So that is interesting. What else is there anything else somebody should know about when they should reach out to you? I'm imagining myself in a position where I've got the cash, you know, the 25% or the 35% that I need, and I'm looking to make an acquisition. But what's the turnaround time, I guess, would be one of my first concerns. How quickly can we get a thing closed if I'm looking at something for acquisition?
Sure. First of all, we're committed to a 30-day turnaround time from start to close.
Okay.
And a lot of that is dependent upon not us, but the client being able to supply the required documentation about the pool itself. and the diligence that we require of the borrower. Now, one thing I will mention on an acquisition, what we found is we always get the purchase and sale agreement on the acquisition, and we have our investor review each one of those. And it's amazing. Over the last couple of months, we see so many different types of PSAs come back, and they are very much in favor of the seller, not the buyer.
Yeah.
And I think that our investor has pointed out that we actually disallowed several of them, and we blacklined them out, or our investor did, and redlined them out and made corrections the way we wanted it, because there was no protection from the borrower in terms of settlement dates and transfer dates and when they were going to turn over the notes. So I think there's some education that needs to be done on the buyer side to make sure that they're taken care of when they enter into these purchase and sale agreements with some of the bigger lenders that are selling these off. So we want to make sure that not only we are protected, but our buyers are protected when they go to acquire these notes from another seller. So that's important. We get that front. We get that PSA up front, and we'll get that turned around within 24 hours and get a response back in terms of if it's acceptable or not. And if it's not, we'll put in the language that we need in order to move forward with it. And we have not had much resistance from the sellers. They're usually okay with that. It's just nobody's ever asked them to change it before, but they have been willing to do it in the past.
Hmm. Are there any personal requirements in terms of, you know, personal qualifications that you look at, or are you strictly looking at the deal?
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, it is a non-recourse loan, but we do want to get to know our borrower. We want to understand and make sure that we're dealing with somebody that has experience in the business. If this is your first rodeo with a non-performing loan, we will not approve a loan for you. We need at least 12 months experience. We will require personal tax returns for the last 2 years. It's not to verify income. It's to show that you have experience in this business, especially if there's Schedule E's and there's other schedules that show you're in the note space, or you have experience renting property out. That's acceptable to us. In terms of bank statements, we do require that we have at least 5% of the loan size verifiable on the personal side. So we need to verify that you have at least liquid assets of at least 5% of the loan size. That could be a combination of personal and business, but we do require bank statements for the most recent four-month period. And that's it on the personal side. Again, no income verification or requirement on it. We just want to see that you're in that business and have a history of making money in this business.
I want to make sure that I didn't miss anything there. What you said, what I think I heard you say, is that you only loan if you have experience, but that experience doesn't have to be exclusively experience with non-performing loans. It can also be with single-family rentals. Did I hear that right, or is that not correct?
No, I'm going to be. Thanks for clarifying. I'm going to clarify that we do want you to have experience working with non-performing notes.
Okay.
We, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a single-family residence program,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of where I went off on the side. If we're making a single-family residence loan pool, we're going to want to see the Schedule E's, make sure that you have a history of owning and renting out property. Wow. So yes, we want to show that you have history in the business of the type of lending that you're asking us to do for your portfolio. We want to make sure you know what you're doing.
Great. Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so I guess, you know, I'm not trying to find like a workaround or whatever, but what I'm trying to think about is, if I'm a first time, suppose I'm a seasoned investor, not so much with non-performing notes, and I'm first time, if I were to come to you with a partner in an LLC who has had some experience, you're open to this sort of a thing where you've got maybe a multiple member LLC and one of the members has some experience in with non-performing notes?
Yes, we would definitely consider that. Mm-hmm. And we've had some other clients, the same with the money side of it, where one investor has all the experience. One partner has all the experience in managing notes, but no money, and they bring on a partner that has money, and we put them together and make the deal work.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that we do is we keep a database of investors, which is available to our subscribers and our members. And so, you know, as I'm thinking through how somebody would make this work, you could very easily go to our investors database and find somebody who's, you know, willing to partner with you to do this kind of thing once you've got, you know, once you've got a real deal or, you know, a live one that you're moving forward with. So
right.
That is pretty exciting. I know we haven't allotted too much time here for the single family residential loan product, but could you just give us a quick outline of that so we can, you know, kind of understand where that might come into play in our businesses?
Sure, I can. The single family rental program, we require at least 5 properties to be in the pool. Minimum loan size to get started is $250,000 loan size. So again, that's an example of we're willing to work with the smaller investors and help them grow their portfolio and continue to add to their portfolio. So we do not have a dollar limit on that. So we'll deal with the small investors and we'll deal with the very seasoned investors that have $10, $20 million portfolios that they need to either finance, cash out, refi, or acquire additional properties to build their pool. The term is a 5-year balloon. It is interest rate indicative pricing is anywhere from 6 to 6.75%. We do run the properties through our eligibility input model, which calculates debt service coverage ratio, and we'll be able to give indicative pricing immediately through running it through our eligibility model. So again, similar to the property types on the non-performing loans, we're looking at single family residents, 1 to 4 units, and typical, as I mentioned before, no oddball type properties. And that's pretty much it. There are other competitors in our space. But we feel that as a newer, younger company with direct relationship and contact with our investor, we're able to try to make deals work early on and offer flexibility where it makes sense to do so. So we're able to pick up business that some of our big competitors are just maybe kicking to the curb. So we're addressing that space.
Just a little bit, what LTVs, personal requirements, and mm-hmm. points look like on that product?
Sure. Yeah, it's very similar to the non-performing loans, but we'll start out in LTV, 75% of acquisition costs on a purchase transaction, 75% of appraised value if the properties have been seasoned more than 12 months. Sometimes we have some flexibility on that seasoning requirement. We've been aggressive and gone down as low as 3 months. Seasoning, lending off of appraised value. If we have strong cash flows and a good rental market, good rental city, we'll get much more aggressive on providing additional leverage on those properties. So it's case by case, but generally speaking, we need at least 12-month seasoning to lend off of appraised value. Otherwise, it's acquisition cost plus cost of improvements, hard costs into it, which is pretty standard. 75% maximum, 75% as long as the cash flow can support that leverage.
Okay, great. And personal requirements for that?
Also a non-recourse loan. So no personal guarantee. We still require the 2 years personal tax returns and 4 months of recent bank statements for the sponsors.
And no hard score or anything like that?
We do require a 620 credit score. So there, and both programs require a 620 credit score. Now, if we had an investor that might be close to that, we would require a letter of explanation. If it made sense, then we've made exceptions to that credit score. However, we do have a hard requirement of no bankruptcies nor no foreclosures in the last 5 years. So that's a hard guideline.
Great. Well, I feel like we just give them a fire hose of information.
Yeah, that's a lot of information, isn't it?
It is. Well, that's why we get this transcribed. And if you're on the website, you should be able to go ahead and find the transcript here on the same page. And if you're not, then come on over to distresspro.com and you can just search for this there. And you will find a transcript so you can go through there. So, or you can just go ahead and listen to this again, again and again if you want to get it all. I really appreciate you coming on here. What we're going to do is we're going to set up a special page on Distress Pro in order to where people can put in some of their deal details to find out whether or not they qualify. And we'll link to that from this page. But what I wanted to do here is, you and I talked a little bit before we got started here, and I said I'd really like to be able to offer something special to Distressed Pro listeners. And so do you want to tell them what we came up with there in terms of what we'll offer?
Yes, I will. Sure. And for your clients, what we'd like to do is get them introduced to investor portfolio funding. We will provide your clients with a $500 credit towards their due diligence fees in order to move forward with investor portfolio funding.
I really appreciate that. I think that's really generous of you. I love that. I appreciate it. And I hope my listeners appreciate it, because it's, you know, $500 it's not nothing. So
That's right.
Even when we're talking about big numbers, you know. So this has been really, really educational for me. I've spoken with so many people, and I haven't heard about a product like this. And it makes especially with all the different ways that you can put it together, you know, with partners and with the different requirements that you have that really aren't too strict. It's kind of a very, I don't say forgiving, but it's definitely a very doable, you know, product. And so I think that this opens up a whole bunch of opportunities, and that's why I was excited to have you guys on here today, or have you on here today, John. So thank you very much. We really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for that opportunity. I hope to meet a lot of your clients.
Okay. And I hope they'll reach out to you soon. This is John Kate. We've been speaking with from Investor Portfolio Funding. Thanks so much, John. And we'll talk to you soon.